do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Sergeant Don. We're speaking with Captain Chris Barbuto from the Licking County Sheriff's Office Community Services Division. And Cap, you've got a big event coming up.
Yeah, so here in Licking County, we're very fortunate to have a large growing population, overwhelming community support, and with that comes the ability to bring on more officers, more correctional officers, more deputies, more dispatchers. So Friday, August 18th from 12 to 4, and Saturday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're doing open interviews. So we're encouraging folks to come on down. We're going to have, if you want to be a dispatcher, a correctional officer, a deputy sheriff, a part-time nurse, we're going to have open interviews. We'll fill out some applications, get the interview process started, and get you in our hiring queue.
So what are some of the qualifications that these people need to have?
So for correctional officers, there's no experience necessary. 21 years of age with a high school diploma or a GED. Dispatchers the same, except we start taking applications at 18 for dispatchers. Deputy sheriff, 21 years of age, valid driver's license, high school diploma, and we're going to need an OPATA certificate as well.
So with the OPATA, is it possible that you might look at someone, bring them onto the department, and then send them for training, or do they have to have that certification before they even come talk to you?
They need to have that certification first. In the future, we're looking at starting our own police academy and running things that way, but right now, we're going to need that OPATA before we get started.
And so some sheriff's departments I know in the state, you start out as a correction officer and there's a transition to where they can be out on the road. Is that possible with this? I mean, if you're a deputy, you have to start in the jail and move on?
No, when you start as a deputy sheriff, you start right in our patrol division. And inside of our patrol division, we have a lot of opportunities. We have the SWAT team, we have the bike patrol, crisis negotiation units, honor guard, traffic division, crash reconstruction, canine officer. So once you get inside of our patrol division, there's a lot of options, a lot of room for advancement and transfers to do different things.
Is there a requirement for someone to be a deputy before they can look at some of those other opportunities, you know, canine, school resource officer?
Most of the time, we like our deputies to get off probation and kind of get a feel for what they're doing. So after the first year of employment, a lot of the things open up for them.
So I've talked with a lot of people. I mean, hiring is a big problem across the area. What makes Licking County Sheriff's Office stand out?
I think what makes us stand out so much is it's a great agency to work for, and it's even a better community to work in. The support we get from our community members, the support we get around town in the community is really overwhelming. And the advancements and the growth that we're seeing in the county, like I said, from our bike patrol to our SWAT team to our crisis negotiation to the traffic division, detective division, our narcotics division, all these are just growing. We're really seeing a big flux of the intel population come this way, to this part, the western part of Licking County, and we only see that increasing, which is just going to mean more manpower, more divisions, more opportunity for growth.
We're not seeing an increase in crime or situations necessitating that growth. It's simply because we have all these people moving into the county that it requires more deputies.
That's correct. And it's, you know, with the uptick in population, you are going to see an uptick in crime. And then depending on how you're growing, and depending on what workforces are coming in, doing work in the county, you see those sorts of crimes increase. And then when you get more residential things, you see those sorts of crimes, you know, residential property crimes increase. So we are seeing an increase with the population, so we're just trying to keep up.
So is there a website or a site that someone can get more information and they can get that application started for your event?
Yes, the website is lickingcounty.gov, and that's the county website. And under there, you can find the sheriff's office tab and then employment, and then you can find links to get your employments in online and off other things that we offer.
Captain Chris Barbuto with the Licking County Sheriff's Office, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.